got you, yo-yo. Having so much fun, gonna be a star. Blah, blah, blah. And click, there goes the phone. I don't wanna know what my horoscope's predicting. Just pour me a drink, cause I need a kick. I don't wanna think, I just wanna sleep. David, don't you hear me at all? David, won't you give me a call? Waiting here, not making a sound. David, come around.
And David has come around. Dave Lefkowitz here with you on this Sunday evening. How are you, everybody? It's WGBB AM 1240, Freeport, New York. And this is the pre-show for Dave's Gone By. This is kind of when we get our wings a little bit wet, we get some water under them, we get some air under them, and we just start to cruise so we can fly at 11 o'clock. But it's going to be such a cool show, both the 10:30 show and then, of course, the 11 o'clock Dave's Gone By regular radio program of the air. As I said, I'm Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, theater critic, journalist, and humorist. Very happy to be here on this station, as I've been since, wow, going back to October of 2002. In fact, in a few weeks, we'll be coming upon the 200th episode of Dave's Gone By. That's the 11 o'clock show. And that program is a mix of comedy and talk radio and interviews and humor and, well, comedy and humor, which for crazy people like me, I guess, is two different things. But we don't do as much music as I normally wish I could or would like to do. So it's one of the things that people who get into radio, most of them want to be a DJ. We want the idealized DJ thing of being able to get on the air and share music, play what we want to play, play what we're feeling that particular day or that particular moment, talk about it, share information about the bands and the artists we love, discover new artists and songs, and then bring them right out there and have people hear them, not because we're getting payola, not because we have to play them because of a playlist, but because we just want to share the music. We want to share who we are, our opinions, and our feelings about the music. And that's really what it's all about. So I'd love to do that. And I've been getting to do a little bit of that on a different radio station. There's a station out in Stony Brook, WUSB, relatively young station. It was only founded in the mid-1970s, but they've carved out a real niche for themselves, especially as far as music goes. Eclectic music, modern music, real what's going on in not just rock and pop and now hip-hop, but all the weird sort of different genres like club this and dub that and reggaeton and something called hyphy. There's a new thing that there's so many hyphenations now. So rap, hip-hop, reggae, all mixed together, so they don't bother to say anything. They just say, hyphy, hyphy. So that's what they're all about, and CMJ apparently listens to them fairly closely. I mean, their playlists go to the College Music Journal. So they're kind of influential, and one of the nice things is, even though I don't have a regular slot on that station, I get to go there sometimes and fill in for people, which gives me a nice 2.5-3 hour chunk. So not only do I get to do some free form and free associating talk and a little humor, but I really get to play music, and some new and some old, and you know, flipping through the new files. It's exciting for me. It's different. And I have so little time on this station, once a week for an hour, or if I'm lucky, this hour and a half, that I don't get to do the music thing. But tonight, we're going to be playing lots of music. And we'll also be talking about that, too. And it's not even going to be my music. I'm going to have my brain opened, my mind opened, and my special guest is sitting there with his head in his hands, wondering why the hell he bothered to show up tonight. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and also he was one of my very first guests way, way back in that first year, talking about all different kinds of stuff. At one point, he was doing airport security, which was kind of interesting in the year or so after 9/11. I mean, he wasn't doing it then. He was talking about when he had done it years earlier. And then, let's see, last time he was talking again about 9/11. But we put that aside because we've moved past. And one of the cool things that my friend JP does is that he's co-owner of a record company, of people who actually put out music. And it's a company called Field Recording Records. And I'll have him tell a bit about who they are and some of the people that they put out, who later ending up on bigger labels and are getting a real name for themselves. I guess they dumped the old label, and we'll talk about that too. But he's a very cool guy and has been into music and a wide range and a weird range of music far beyond my comprehension, what I was listening to, way, way beyond. So we're going to get a listen that ranges, I can see just from the things he brought in, from punk, new wave, to soul, to really hard sort of garage rock, to weird kind of folk. It's going to be great. So JP is here with us in the studio. How you doing, JP?
Oh, I'm okay, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us. And I'm proud not only that you came to the show prepared with all these discs and even a couple of record albums. First time I'm ever going to play a record since I've been here at the station, an actual 33 RPM record. But, yeah, I mean, you're making notes, you're checking the times of things. So you're really taking this seriously. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I'm trying to be quite diligent about it. Okay. So.
Well, I know I've already cost you a few minutes longer than you probably expected. So what was your? Let's get rolling. Let's play some music. What have you got for us first?
Well, this is one of the great Texas bands, the 13th Floor Elevators, who had a hit in '66 with "You're Gonna Miss Me," and this is off of their second album called "Easter Everywhere." And I kind of prefer the second album because it's a whole unit of strange.
It's that unit.
Yeah, not eunuch. It's a whole unit of strange music, and they were one of the first, kind of dubbed the first psychedelic band, and they came out of Texas. And Roki Erickson is their lead singer, and they play an electric jug. So it's quite something. Just some psilocybin-laced Texas rock and roll, so that's what I'd call it.
Okay. Well, again, that was 13th Floor Elevator from their Easter Everywhere album. Is it Earthquake or Hearthquake?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. They actually misspelled it on the CD, Hearthquake. Look at what else is on the CD. They do Baby Blue. Is that Bob Dylan's
It's
All Over Now?
That's a Dylan song, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Whatever happened to 13th Floor Elevator? What became of them?
You know, they were such a phenomenon in Texas that, and then they went out up to San Francisco also and played a lot there. But they were a real phenomenon in Texas that the government was kind of down on them, and they got busted for marijuana and
like Willie Nelson, kind of.
And Roki, they sent them to the mental institution, and he got. I think he got a lot of shock treatments there, and that kind of fried his brain. And he came out, tried to, I don't know, rejigger the band again. But he plays in Austin somewhat, and he's in fact, I think someone's making a documentary on him about Roki. He's quite the character, involved with a lot of. Always interested in horror movies, so he writes songs about horror movies.
Oh, okay. Still, in other words, to
the day. Creature with the Atom Brain, and Don't Fear the Night Reaper, or something like that.
So basically, yeah. He's writing songs for the Venezuelan president to sing at the UN about America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, on to more music from JP, my guest on the pre-show for Dave's Gone By. Well, what else did you bring us to listen to open our ears to?
Well, this next cut is called The Neon Boys, and that is the Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell of Television and Richard Hell and the Voidoids, their band before that, and it's a very I consider it close enough to the Elevators in its sound, and that came out in, well, they recorded I think in about 73 or 74, and it came out as a single in 1980.
That's it's a loud and stingy kind of music there, JP. Who was that again? That was
The Neon Boys, a.k.a. Richard Hell of Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and Tom Verlaine of Television. Well, Richard Hell was in Television also.
So cool. So anyway, we're not doing television. We're doing radio here on AM 1240 W2. What a bad segue that was. And we're in the pre-show for Dave's Gone By, and we're playing music, but we're also doing a little bit of talk. Now, most of the time on this 10:30 show, I'm joined by a co-host. His name is Jeff Goodman. He's a good friend of mine. He's a theater critic. He's also the owner of Fancy Schmancy Balloons, and I'll be talking about that in the 11 o'clock hour just a little bit. But Jeff is not with me here in the studio because he is bicycling. No, he's not bicycling through Babylon or Freeport, Long Island. He's in the middle of Anchorage, Alaska, on vacation, and it's going to be great to talk to him. He's calling literally from Alaska right now. Jeff, you there?
I am here looking at the lovely blue skies of Alaska overlooking the Anchorage Inlet, which is known as some other name, but I can't remember.
Wow, so you're near an inlet.
And we're looking at the Sleeping Lady, the mountain Sleeping Lady.
Uh-huh.
And we're at Earthquake Park, where there used to be homes, but they...
Is that Earthquake Park or Hearthquake Park?
No, Earthquake.
In joke here, yeah.
Oh, I'm here. It's now Girthquake Park.
So you've been in Alaska for how long?
About 9 days.
Cool.
8, 9 days, something like that.
So what's the...
Now,
yeah.
I have to introduce someone because I have been... Luckily, the people of Alaska are so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They've been cheering my fat little self on this trail. And poor Weed has been walking the whole way, and she's caught up with me bicycling. So I'm not really going all that fast.
Okay, and you were panting before when you called in a little earlier, so
well,
got to lose those pounds, boy.
I already went 4 miles. I'm very proud of myself.
All right.
And I went all the way uphill to Earthquake Park. So, and now I'm going to turn back and go because I have to get home. But I met up with Weeda. Weeda works for the Alaska Railroad.
Wow.
And she'll explain to you where we are, everything is in Alaska. Because she's my little Alaskan friend and expert. So, you ready to talk to Weeda?
Rita, are you there?
Wait, hold on. Here she is.
Okay. I guess she's connecting to our pipeline.
Hello?
Here. Hi, Rita?
Rita. Yep. Sounds like W-E-E-D-A, but it's really spelled O-U-I-D-A.
Like Weeda. We all, how cute. Like Weezer from that movie with Deborah Winger. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So you work for the Alaskan Railroad? Doing what?
I do.
And
I work for...
What do you do for them?
I am the Equal Opportunity Manager, actually, for Alaska Railroad.
Meaning what? You choose some white people over others?
No. It means we give everyone an equitable opportunity. But, you know, one of the other things that we're accountable to is our disadvantaged business program.
Okay.
And which means that we get federal monies. We're kind of a unique entity, if you will, but we get federal monies. But so we try to give everybody an opportunity to bid and participate on our projects.
Well, is it significantly harder to do a business in a place like Alaska because of its location or the weather or...
I would say there's certainly some logistical issues, definitely, and if you're thinking about, you know, the vast expanse of Alaska, plus with Alaska, a lot of places are not accessible by road. So,
right.
I mean, it certainly would be challenging, especially if you're doing something like a construction-type business,
mm-hmm.
and depending on where you're doing the construction, you got to get the materials because we don't manufacture a lot of the materials here, we ship them. So,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of logistical issues that would have to happen. To build something in a remote place, you either have to float it in, fly it in, barge it in, or wait till a river freezes, and then you can kind of do it by snow machine or something.
Wow. I think in Alaska, it's on the books that everybody gets their own Zamboni. It's in their constitution somewhere. That everybody owns their own Zamboni.
Have a Zamboni.
Everyone has a Zamboni. You got to do something. Yeah.
So, on the moose.
Have you lived there all your life?
No, I've lived here, though, I've lived here longer than I've lived any place else. I've lived here for 25 years.
Oh, wow, okay. What brought you there in the first place?
Well, my ex-husband was in the Air Force. That was my initial introduction to Alaska, which is a lot of people's introduction to Alaska.
Right. And you just decided to stay because it was so beautiful and?
Huh?
The reason you chose to stay there instead of...
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, you know, when I first came here, too, it wasn't as many people as it is here in Anchorage now. But it's just, you know, you can wake up every morning, look out, you see mountains, and it's just, I don't know, it's breathtaking.
And you're bicycling along there, so you're also taking part in just the physical aspects of the nature there as well.
I come out to the trail almost every day, and I have actually, I usually do 40, 50 miles a week on the trail. Yeah,
wow.
So I come out almost every day. I actually did 2 marathons this summer. I've done probably about 9 or 10 in my life, and that kind of started later in my life. No, I didn't do the mountain marathon. That's too much chaos. I mean, marathon 26.2 miles, literally.
Well, not on foot. You're talking about on foot or on a bike?
No, on foot.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right. Jeff was saying he's been biking, and he caught up to him on foot.
No, we got to do on foot. I've been actually taking it easy on myself because I pulled something in my leg, so I've been walking for the last few weeks. I haven't ran really at all.
So last question for you, Riga. Is this the best time of year to come to Alaska, or is it, would you say, the spring? Or I guess
I would tell people probably a better time if they want warmer weather. It depends on what people want. It's fall, so it's beautiful. The leaves are changing, the colors. But if you want, like, a warm type of summer weather, you need to come probably June. No, in the May, June.
And does that go for all of Alaska or just Anchorage area?
That's true for most of Alaska. You know, it's warmer in June. June is usually the warmest month.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's cold now. I mean, it's in the 50s, yeah.
But will it plummet in November? In November it gets really cold?
Well, I won't say it's going to get really cold because it hasn't really gotten really cold for a lot of years, to be honest.
Oh, cool.
And what we call, what the average is really, you know, used to be years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Fairbanks, it's warmed up. I mean, all of our glaciers are melting, so I know global warming really exists.
Yeah, but for you guys, it's good. It's just one less sweater.
No, because, see, it changes the entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
And, you know, the polar bears and all that, too.
Well, thank you so much, Wida, for... is it Rita or Wida?
It's actually Wida.
Wida.
Like it was O-U-I-D-A, but it's pronounced as if it's spelled W-E-E-D-A.
Well, how
we should tell you like a Ouija boat.
Like a Ouija board.
Yeah, but Wida.
Or your ex-husband was a weed eater. No, I don't know what that means.
Put
Jeff back on the phone. We have just another minute in the pre-show. Thank you so much for...
I should tell you to come see the Alaska Railroad because you get to see all kinds of wonderful stuff. AlaskaRailroad.com. We have lots of pictures on there, too.
Cool. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
I would be happy to arrange whatever you would like.
Well, yeah, if you can get me a free trip, I'm there.
Oh,
guys are on the air, so let's not talk to each other while we're on the air. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, she was cool. That was very neat.
Yeah, Wida is going to arrange for something next when you and I come up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
I'm going to give him my phone numbers and all that so we can keep in touch.
Not on the air, okay.
And then we'll do a remote or we'll tape a show right on the railroad.
That would be really, really cool. It would be wonderful. Anyway, Jeff, I've got to I've got to do some cycling. See a little segue there from the pre-show into the regular show. You want to hang for a few minutes?
Can I call you back in about 10, 15 minutes?
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Jeff Goodman. Jeff, you still there for 1 minute?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And say hi to JP for me.
Hi, JP. JP, can you say hi back? You have a working mic.
Oh, hello, JP. Hi.
Right, you're the other Jeff. I remember with Jesse. And...
yeah, we don't normally use the first name of this fella here because it's a witness protection thing. But, yeah, no, I'm kidding. He goes by the name JP. You go by the name of Jeff Goodman. I go by the name of Dave Lefkowitz. We'll be back. We're going to play a little more music and then go right into Dave's Gong Bye. So, JP, tell us what we're going out with right here.
This is the next track is by a band called the Electric Eels, and they're out of Cleveland. And it's one of the great moments in Western music. Their single "Agitated," and that came out probably originally. I think it was recorded in about 1975, and a real monument to noise.
Oh, I'm so agitated, so agitated. Run through a water machine, agitated. I'm so agitated, I'm so convoluted. I don't know what I know, but I just like to shoot it in a 5 a.m. And I'm drawing the walls, just waiting for imaginary telephone calls. And I'm so agitated, so agitated.
Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gong Bye, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gong Bye, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight!
Like two flamingos in a fruit fight, indeed. Yes, what I always love opening Dave's Gone By with that Captain Beefheart number, because it's not the kind of thing you hear on regular radio or that you'll hear normal shows opening with. They might go with something kind of jazzy or some classic rock. Well, to me, this is classic rock, but it's also a little strange, a little out there. And that is what's going to be so cool about this edition of Dave's Gone By. It is September 24th, 2006. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, radio personality, journalist, humorist, and music lover. And if you were with us for the half-hour pre-show, and I hope you were, we're here with JP, my good friend JP. He's been on... how are you doing, JP?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Now, JP has done a bunch of different things in his life. Many of them would get him arrested in several countries, including this one. But he's been a good boy for the past few years and has been disseminating music that is cool and out there and close to him. And he's also, through that, been really knowledgeable about all different strains of music going back 40, 50, 60 years. I mean, everything from really kind of out there blues and folk to hard, grungy kind of punk and pre-punk to stuff that people are listening right today and being made brand new. He is the co-owner of Field Recording Records, and which has put out some folks by like Cattell Koenig and Michael Hurley. Now, these folks have also gone on to sort of more well-known labels, but they also got their start at Field Recording, as have some other folks. So JP will be talking about that, and we'll also be playing some cuts from Field Recording Records, but also from his wild and variegated record collection. As a matter of fact, I mentioned in the pre-show that this is the first time I'm going to be playing, since I've been here, since I've been at the station almost 4 years, that I actually have an LP, a long-playing 33 RPM record in a turntable. Now, I know hip-hop people and rap people use these things all the time, but I've just been either talking or doing CDs and the occasional cassette. So this really kind of cranks me back a little bit. So that's the kind of thing. We're just going to go backwards and forwards and all over the place musically, as we were doing, like in the first half hour 13-4 Elevator and Tom Verlaine in television, in a band that they were in before they were even television. JP kind of likes the whole noise aspect of things, really into that garagey but harsh, tinny, raunchy, noisy garage sound. But that's not the only thing we'll be hearing. Anyway, JP, thanks again so much for coming to Dave's Gone By.
You're welcome, Dave.
So what else have you brought for us to listen to on this fine Sunday evening, the first Sunday in the autumn?
Well, the next cut is by an English band called Blurt, and it's called Fish Needs a Bike. And it came out maybe about 1980 or 81, and also quite noisy. And then after that, one of the pre-Sonic Youth band, The Coachmen, one of the gents in it, is a famous illustrator, J.D. King, and his new band is J.D. King and The Coachmen, and there'll be another cut from that.
Okay, but first we'll be hearing Blurt.
Blurt.
I love the title. What's that title again?
Fish Needs a Bike.
Back to Dave's Gone By. That's J.D. King and the Coachmen from American Mercury. With that was Shivery Shivery, part of J.P.'s record collection. Kind of like that one. That kind of more, little bit more melodic than some of the stuff he had been playing before. What was the Fish Bicycle song before that?
Blurt. Fish Needs a Bike.
I guess that was playing on the old thing, like a man needs a girl, like, or a woman needs a husband, like a fish needs a bicycle sort of thing.
Yeah, that's exactly. You got it.
See, I'm not that stupid. Anyway, now just to prove how stupid I am, I've forgotten to thank our sponsors, which I should have done at the top of the program, but I'm going to do it now. Thank you to Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway. Thank you, MortgagesRock.com. Thank you, Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine. And thank you to Fancy Schmancy Balloons. So what we're doing here on Dave's Gone By on this first fall edition, well, first 2006 fall edition of the show, is playing some records from my friend JP's collection. He's been a music aficionado. He's written for many, many years. He's written about it. He's co-owner of a music label, for gosh sakes, and he knows a couple of the great rock writers. As a matter of fact, are we cool on talking about that, your friend Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know Lester Bangs?
Yeah, well, more my other half. She knew him more than I knew him. But yeah, I had met him once before. But in fact, the Blurt song I think was one of Lester's favorites, probably before he died.
Well, certainly wasn't after he died.
Yeah, that's right.
After he died, I was listening to a lot of Shostakovich. Just yeah. But what about Nick Tosches?
Yeah. I know Nick. He's a sweet guy.
Okay, cool. I mean, he wrote a couple of books on rock and roll and
Right
for the Times and stuff like that.
No, that's Right for the Times. No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Oops. Sore subject there. Didn't realize. Okay.
No.
So have you written stuff about music anywhere? Did you?
Yeah, here and there, different various publications. I think the last time I was writing was probably for some magazine out of L.A., the Ray Gun magazine, which was a pretty good magazine. You couldn't read it because the type was that ridiculous type that's kind of melded into the paper and you can't see it. So I was always a little distressed when I couldn't actually read my review.
It was the last publication that was literally done on a mimeograph machine. They crank them out and they smell the blue ink.
Oh, yeah. No. This was post that. This was post. Okay. This was probably in the 90s, yeah.
Well, speaking of blue ink, no, I've gotten myself into an impossible segue. This has nothing to do with blue ink. I've got to play some commercials. Can you think of a segue that will help me out of into commercials and out of what I'm talking about? Blue ink. Blue Incorporated? Like it's a business kind of a thing?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Minuteman Press, there's blue ink.
Well, they use blue, yeah. They use all colors ink, including blue. Well done.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Here's an ad for Hewlett, Minuteman Press. Okay, so your business proposal has been typed, proofread, photoshopped, and given a nice cover. Now, all you need is 20 spiral-bound copies plus 1,000 printings of your latest brochure. Your Xerox can't do it. Your mailroom can't do it. Hewlett Minuteman Press can do it all. Your one-stop printing shop, Minuteman, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett. Open 6 days a week, 10% off for Days Gone By listeners. Family-owned Minuteman, their service can't be duplicated. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway, and you can see them shine off Broadway, too. And if you love the theater scene, you need this special magazine. Performing Arts Insider is for you. Everything you want to know about theater, cabaret, opera, and dance, 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511 or performingartsinsider.com. And we are back on Dave's Gone By here with JP and the music that he has brought in. We've been listening to a lot of noisy stuff, a lot of really kind of heavy guitarish stuff. Is that going to continue? Are we going to move in a different direction or what, JP?
We're going to go in the folknik direction.
Folknik, okay. Oh, okay. We'll just leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah, just a little folk and blues and country and bluegrass. Yeah, just a combination of those.
Well, I dedicate this next number to Osama bin Laden, wherever he is. I guess it would be his mantra, wouldn't it? Do you want to set it up or just play it?
Yeah, and all our fighting men everywhere.
Let's hear Bugs!
If you let them live, they might be lost or rushed.
A little Yankee Doodle reciprocity there. Jeff, you want to back announce?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the Insect Trust on their album Hoboken Saturday Night. And one of the guys on there is Robert Palmer, who used to be one of the great, great rock and roll and music reviewers at the New York Times, who passed away a few years ago. And the Insect Trust were kind of friends with the Holy Motor Rounders and the Fugs, and they kind of They kind of switched members here and there, so there's that sound, the rounder sound, along with a little bit of the Fugs like before that.
Cool, yeah, the Fugs from the second album,
exactly.
Kill for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to take a little bit of a break from the music because we have my good, good friend and recent guest host for several episodes, and hopefully a few in the weeks to come, Jeff Goodman. He's not with us in the studio. He's not even in the state at the moment. He's barely even in the country, although he is. It's contiguous even. Jeff is currently bicycling in Anchorage, Alaska, and having the absolute time of his life on vacation. So Jeff is calling in just to see, to tell us how he's doing, how he's enjoying the vacation and all the stuff that he's done. Jeff, you there?
Oh, yeah. I am on the Tony Knowles Trail at the I guess it's the Anchorage Inlet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at downtown Anchorage as we speak.
See, most of us need a new outlet. You look for the inlets. There you go.
That's right. Well, some people have these. I have these. I haven't any.
No comments. Okay, and what is the most amazing thing so far on your Alaskan trip?
Oh, my God. Seeing killer whales, a pod of killer whales out in the wild.
Killer whales. Wow. Did they wave or anything? Did they do, like, the big old backflips for fish?
No, they didn't do the Shamu tricks. But there was a little baby one because they had a little, instead of the white, it had pink. So it's like from the staining, I guess.
You sure that wasn't a girl? No, I don't know what that means. Hello?
No. I'm going to hang up on you in a second.
Hey, it's your cell phone. Okay, yeah.
So I saw a humpback whale. Do what you want with that.
Well, is it a bareback humpback? I don't know. And you saw a moose, didn't you?
A moose walked. I was on the phone with my sister, and a moose walked right in front of the hotel.
Wow, just like in Northern Exposure. That's so cool.
Well, we were looking for moose on the bicycle trail, but I didn't see it. And I bicycled 4 miles, and I'm on my way back. Because tonight, in a couple of hours, I'll be flying my way back to New York from Anchorage to Phoenix to someplace in North Carolina. I forget which. And then to New York.
We got into this last time. Of you're one of the only people I know who will literally, specifically go out of his way for layovers and things like that just to collect frequent flyer miles. With
that's
me, you know, just get me point A to point B as fast as you can.
I had 4 flights on the way here and 3 flights on the way back.
I can't even, just get me there. Don't waste my vacation sitting
in the airport. But I want you to know that they bumped me up to first class on the way here.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool.
So God bless U.S. Airways and America West.
God bless America, too, while we're at it.
There we go.
So, yeah, we've been playing music today on Dave's Gone By, because JP, remember JP who was here for the 9/11 show? It was actually 9/10, but we talked about 9/11. So hello, say hello to Jeff, JP.
Oh, hello, Jeff. How's the great state of Alaska there treating you?
It is fantastic. You have to just see the colors here. Oh, by the way, I forget what they're called now. The
Whores? No.
What? Whores?
Northern Lights?
No. Well, the Northern Lights are out, but you can't see them in Anchorage because of the city lights. The, not icebergs, the...
The Goldbergs? The Schmulowitz?
Right. The cones.
The cones.
But the not the fjords. What did I tell you?
It's only an hour-long show, Jeff. Come
glaciers.
On. Glaciers.
The glaciers, yes.
Thank you, yeah.
The glaciers actually are quite a beautiful color blue. They're not just white. They're really blue.
That's just a tidy bowl.
That's right.
What keeps them clean at this point, yeah. Because after all that Exxon Valdez oil is the only way to clean
it
up.
No, they cleaned it all up. I was in the Prince William Sound, and it was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, it's just, and the water is just a beautiful, like, this blue now. It's going on sunset, so I have to run and get back to town before I freeze to death.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Jeff, for calling in.
I have to go now. I want to talk to you for a little more.
Well, a little bit
more. You're going to kick me off the phone?
Well,
okay.
We got so much music, and oddly enough, another caller, which is bizarre, because we normally don't get many calls.
I don't think anyone listens to us.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? Tell me something else really funny.
I did meet Wida there in the last half hour. We talked to Wida, and she's invited us to come on a lovely trip on the Alaskan Railroad when we come up.
That is sweet. Wida works for the Alaskan Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
quite something. They have all these old-fashioned cars. It's one of the last of the old-time railroads that have They do freight and passenger service on the same train. And unless they're so remote, it's like very, there's some places you just can't get to by car. There's just no roads. There are only like 5 roads in Alaska, and they don't cover like much of the state. Because the state is huge, you know, Alaska is a third of the size of the continental United States.
What was it, you can fit like 15 Rhode Islands into Alaska or something like that?
But more than that, you could fit 2.5 Texases.
Really?
Yeah.
But you would have to use like KY.
I don't know. You know.
Sorry.
I never know, but if you're going to, at least have a safe shove. You better use a giant condom, too.
Well, there you go. Okay, one more funny thing.
Leave it to you to make Alaska sexual.
Well, I don't know. Alaska. Okay, thank you very much. So any other funny anecdotes?
Anecdotes, let's see. Well, there's always the moose. There's the,
the moose was hysterical. I'm still giggling about the moose. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's really weird. I was driving last night. Oh, I did go to Rosh Hashanah services up there, which were lovely. I don't have any funny stories.
Oh, yes. Wait. What do they call the synagogue there?
Oh, yes. Oh, and the synagogue is, well, it's called Beth Shalom, but then what they call the congregation,
mm-hmm.
they call themselves the Frozen Chosen.
The Frozen Chosen up in the Great White North. That's wonderful.
And
actually,
then
not
also,
it's just north, yeah.
It's the Yukon. Oh, it's above the Yukon, actually. But also, I went to a town called Seward, Alaska, which is gorgeous. It's a little teeny tiny town. It's like it probably has like 50 residents. It's like 4 square blocks. It's the whole town.
Wow.
I mean, literally. And it's like they have one store that sells everything. It's like a supermarket and everything store. You can like, you know, it's so much more than our like little supermarkets with a little bit of everything. They have everything of everything.
So how are you getting around? Do you rent a car or you just...
Yeah, I did. I gave in. I rented a car because
mm-hmm.
there was just no public transportation around. But in Seward, they do have a little public transportation. And what I think is one of the funnier names here, they have a thing called Seward's Trolley.
Uh-huh.
They have a little trolley, and they call it Seward's Trolley. I think it's adorable.
That's sweet. Well, it has been sweet of you to call in Jeff Goodman to Dave's Gone By.
I know, I get the big brush off.
Yeah, afraid so. Well, it's only a half hour left in the show already, and Jeff, I mean, he broke down the times, he brought in all these CDs and these record albums. Jeff, a.k.a. JP. You're Jeff. I get you guys confused because we're on the show together.
Except I'm in Alaska.
Yes, if you're in Alaska, and I'm looking at him right now. So, you know, what can I say? I'm tired. It's 11:30 at night, yeah?
But for me, yet it's only 7:30.
That's right. And you're getting on a plane in just a few hours, actually, right?
Yeah, about 5 hours.
Wow. So have a very, not just a safe flight, but several safe flights.
Yes.
And here's the biggest irony, that most of your recent vacations over the past couple of years have been to Thailand, of all places.
Oh, yes.
Aren't you kind of glad you didn't go there this time?
Well, yes and no, but I did call all my friends in Thailand. The coup was a big nothing. It's just, you know, it's just a change of the guard. And there's just like...
It's a Boku coup. It's a little nothing coup. Yeah, it's like
well, it's, you know, they said everywhere's fine. It's no not a real big deal. Well, you know, they kicked Kaskin out of office and God knows what's going to happen.
Well, the military is running things. That's never a good sign.
Well,
they dismantled the Constitution.
Under the auspices of the king. Under the auspices of the king.
Well, all right.
So you know, and the king is so beloved there. They, you know, the king could do whatever he wants. Yeah. Unlike
our king. the Venezuelans, we hate him too. No, I'm kidding. We hate him. We can say we hate him. That's the difference. You know, shut up.
But as long as he gets his free oil, we'll be okay with him.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Jeff, thanks so much. Glad you had such a great vacation. Thanks for calling in. See ya. Not next week. Oh, by the way, Dave's Gone By won't be airing this coming Sunday because of the beginning of Yom Kippur. But just FYI, we'll be back the week after that and hope you will be with us, Jeff.
Of course I will, but I'm like on a... This is now going to be 3 or 4 weeks in a row. It's like horrible.
I know. What can I say? I can't help with the Jewish holidays. They fall when they fall. We weren't supposed to get rain. We got rain on a little bit on Rosh Hashanah. Just, I don't know what's up with God. Even he's subject to global warming. What can I tell you?
That's right.
All right, we got more ads to do, and then we'll be back with JP and more music Dave.
And by the way, I told everyone up here about MortgagesRock.com and the Hewlett Minuteman Press.
I hope you got to mention the radio show.
I did, actually. I don't remember what it's on, WGBB.net or something like that?
AM 1240, WGBB.com.
They'll find it. They'll find it. I need to get a
I'm sure they're all really trying very hard to find it right now.
You know what, Dave? I have to go to Minuteman Press and have some cards made up so I remember what time it's on and what the radio, how to get it on the web.
And if the Alaskan people were interested in Broadway theater, what should they do?
Oh, believe it or not, Man of La Mancha is coming here next week.
Wow.
It's a tour of the Last Man of La Mancha. Isn't that amazing?
A tour of wasn't that with Raul Julia?
No.
I think it was. Who was in
Brian
Goulet?
Stokes Mitchell.
Oh, Brian Stokes. Oh. Did that make it to Broadway?
Yes. Hello. Where were you when the Martin Beck was changing its name to the Hirschfelds?
I think it would have been really good. Who else? Who was the girl? It was Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. She was fantastic.
Right.
That was very good. Okay. Anyway, so they would read Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine.
Oh, that's right.
Get the lowdown. Thanks for picking up that cue. Yeah. PAI. All right. That's the other thing. And if people wanted flowers and centerpieces for their bar mitzvahs, for their weddings, for their christenings, who should they go to, Jeff?
I don't know. Maybe Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
I think that would be a good idea. Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
At 516-797-3229. As long as we're not in Alaska.
That's right. Once you're back from Alaska, people can call 516, what was it?
797-3229. I will be manning the phones as of late Tuesday. Don't call me too early because I like to sleep a little bit.
So if you want to talk to Jeff yourself and you don't want to wait to hear him on the radio every week, then call and order something from Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
Well, just chit-chat about Alaska.
Yeah, pretty.
Look, there's some...
Jeff is desperately lonely, so please call him for whatever reason.
That's right.
All right.
I don't care what you want to talk about. Call me.
My ears are getting lonely for commercials, Jeff. Gotta go.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
good flight.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon, David.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Same to you. Lashana Tova Tikatevu.
Listen to me.
That's right, buddy. Listen to me anytime you want, because Dave's Gone By episodes are preserved on compact disc. Entire shows with a nice cover, track listings, own your favorite shows, or give a Dave's Gone By CD gift. Dave'sGoneBy.org has an episode guide.
Oh, next up is Dalton.
There too. $11 for CDs, shipping included. Add $1 for autographs. Go to Dave'sGoneBy.org, buy a CD, and listen to me. Hey, Dave's Gone By listeners. If you like hearing me, you'll love reading me even more. So hurry and get my book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, filled with hilarious plays that were performed in New York, like King Solomon the Wise and Blind Date. 232 pages of pure Dave, only $20 hardcover, $12 trade paperback. To get your copy, call 516-295-1511 or visit the Dave's Gone By website. And we are back on Dave's Gone By. And that Dave's Gone By website, by the way, is davesgoneby.org. D-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby.org. And that's the way to find out all our future shows and the history of the show, pictures of me, in case, God help you, you actually want to look and see what I look like. Lots and lots of stuff at davesgoneby.org. And we are here with J.P., playing, getting back to the music, JP's eclectic and sometimes electric record collection. Hey, JP.
Oh, hello, Dave.
So, what are we off to now? We start in a very noisy, acidy, kind of hard, punky rock, move towards the, what did you call it? It was folknik.
Folknik.
And now where are we at?
We're same thing, kind of folk blues. This woman, Karen Dalton, who was a early muse for Bob Dylan and a lot of major folkies down in the Greenwich Village time, but she was the real deal. She was part Cherokee, came from Oklahoma, and they used to call it the Hillbilly Holiday, and she cut two LPs and unfortunately passed away in 93, and her second LP is just being reissued, and it's kind of a big deal because
Bob Dylan and Nick Cave and all these new weird folkies, Devendra Bonhart, they're really into it. So we're going to swing a cut on it.
Thank you. crush an elephant if you want to do something big.
Elephant, if you wanna do something big,
go out and find an elephant, white, gray, or pink. They wash him a little bit, really nice and wrinkly.
Go wash an elephant if you wanna do something big.
Your part. All right, now come on, let's see if we got it. Oh, that's really good.
An elephant if you wanted something big. But beware, you can drown in an elephant's temples. They're much deeper than Shirley Temples. I'm a washing elephant if you want to do something big.
That was Baby Gramps doing Go Wash an Elephant, and he's one of the great, great characters in American music today. In fact, he was just on David Letterman a few weeks ago because he's on a new CD that Johnny Depp and Hal Wilner produced for Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's all sea shanties and pirate songs, and he's supposedly the big hit of it.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. He's a real character from Seattle.
Well, remember what Something About Mary did for Jonathan Richmond. He'd been kicking around for years and years and years just releasing albums that maybe 2,000 people bought. And then they put him in the movie. And then he was selling like 4,000 albums. So he was excited about it. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But, yeah, Gramps is quite the character and plays his old National Steel guitar that... his pop gave him, who I think his pop was in vaudeville also. So Gramps, as I tell you, he's been on the great Joe Franklin show twice. And as I tell everyone, he looks like Rip Van Winkle and sings like Popeye.
Oh, yeah. But is that a speaking voice? I mean, you've actually talked to him, spoken to him and stuff. So is that all put on? Or?
Kind of raspy, Yeah. Very raspy in a gin and tobacco smoked esophageal type of voice there.
And he's not 70 years old, right? He's probably, what, 50
something? No, he's baby Gramps.
Yeah, which means...
Yeah, he could be anywhere between 2 and 70.
I wouldn't wager on 2.
No. He used to play in the old Pike Place Market. He'd be one of the buskers playing out there. And he was in the documentary called Streetwise about street kids in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he
Tom
played
Waits
Teddy
did
Bear's
the score for that.
Yeah, exactly. And he played Teddy Bear's Picnic in it.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have to go back.
A younger baby.
Baby Gramps. So he was infant, embryonic baby Gramps.
Yes.
And before Baby Gramps, what did we hear?
Karen Dalton, who... Mike Hurley.
Right.
And Mike Hurley is one of the unholy modal rounders. Him and Steve Weber and Pete Stample and a number of the Young Bloods, they were all buddies in Pennsylvania, or as my pop calls it, Pennsyltucky, which is the kind of the rural area of Pennsylvania. And they came to New York back in the late 50s. And Hurley is also quite the character, living in his van, traveling around the country. And but in fact, one of the major performers today, Cat Power, Chan Marshall, she recorded one of Hurley's songs on one of her covers albums, and so he's a pretty known entity with the intelligent rock and rollers like her.
Well, the thing about Michael Hurley also is that the album that you played was Weatherhole. Now, that's on a certain label called?
Field Recordings.
Okay.
And, we had put it out, I forgot what year, maybe 99 or so. And, we had helped Mike out putting some of his stuff out. And then, as the course of human events in the record industry goes, the distributor went bust. And, so we got a bunch of CDs sitting in some warehouse that we can't get a hold of. But hey, that's what taxes are for. You can take it off on your taxes.
Well, and any other write-off artists that Field Recording Records has had over the years? Who else have you?
Not write-off like the Cattell, who I don't know if we're going to have enough time. They had a big deal story on her in the New York Times Sunday Magazine about a month or so ago, and we had done
Cattell Koenig. Right?
Yeah, we had done two of her albums. They were reissues. They were reissues of Elektra albums that then we reissued them.
Okay.
And so now she's getting quite a bit of press, and I would assume they're selling more of the albums. But I had forgotten that I even was involved in that until my partner said to me, "Oh yeah, we put that out."
You had to be reminded. How many other artists have you...
Not that many.
Like, who else? A couple of other people.
Nick was involved. I wasn't involved, but he was...
Nick
one
Cautious.
Of the, Nick, no, no,
no,
Nick Hill.
Sorry. Nick Hill, sorry.
He was one of the first guys to record Jeff Buckley, Tim's son. And so he put out... And also Rufus's sister, Martha Wainwright.
Of
the McGarrigles and Loudon Wainwright family. So Martha, yeah, so Nick's done quite a bit of stuff there as far as producing major artists and also putting out things.
Well, how do people get, because I went looking on the net for Field Recording, like, where's your website? How do people get your albums?
Oh, well, it's somewhat, I wouldn't call it defunct, but I think CD Baby may sell some of the stuff, which is a website that deals with... CDs, small pressing CDs. At this point, I think Cattell, that's probably where you can get that.
Okay. Well, we've got to get some other stuff, other business done for people who want to buy. Awful segue again. But a little bit more business to do, commercial-wise, before we get back to a bit more music and the final minutes of this September 24th Dave's Gone By. Please stay with us. More music, more fun to come. Right after these messages. Rock on indeed, and we are rocking and folking here. Yes, we are. We are folking up the radio with people like Michael Hurley and who else?
Oh, Karen Dalton.
Karen Dalton, the Fugs we played. Maybe we'll play a little Tom Rush in a couple of minutes. But what else, JP? And thank you, by the way, so much for actually, you know what? Let's do a little more business here, and then we'll close out with some more music and talk. But I want to remind people a couple of things. First of all, again, there's no Dave's Gone By next week. Boo-hoo, sob-sob, because it will be Yom Kippur Eve, and I'll be sitting there and wasting away. Of course, my belly could use it at this point, but not eating and just kind of moping around on Yom Kippur. So maybe the station will play a Dave's Gone By Best Of, or maybe not at all. I won't be listening. I don't know. But we certainly will be back a week after that on October 8th. I want to thank some folks. I want to thank, as always, my melodic and mellifluous wife, Joyce. I want to wish a very, very happy anniversary to her parents, Rosemary and Larry Weil. So many, many more for them. I want to thank, of course, JP for bringing his wonderful music, his field recording records and other records from his myriad collection to the airwaves. Other business, thank you to the sponsors, Performing Arts Insider, MortgagesRock.com, Hewlett Minuteman Press, and to Fancy Schmancy Balloons. I want to remind folks to listen to Indecent Exposure Radio, Saturdays from midnight till 6 a.m. on Sundays on WVOX 1460 AM in New Rochelle. That streams live on WVOX.com. You can also on this station hear a couple of cool shows like Swing City Vic, 9 PM on Sundays. That's swing music, which you really don't get pretty much any other place on the radio dial. And also radio psychic Joyce Keller, Wednesday nights at 11 on WGBB. Yes, a radio psychic. And for another week or two, catch a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11 on the internet only on the Live365.com channel DFSX Radio. Again, you can click from my website, davesgoneby.org, to get there. In October, I think it's going to be taking a short hiatus, but it'll be back after that. So we've got one or two more weeks for now of Dave's Gone By on DFSX, Saturday nights at 11. All the info, all the links are on the website, davesgoneby.org. Speaking of links, also, if you want to hear more of me and more of me doing music, I did a couple of fill-in stints on another station, on Stony Brook's WUSB-FM, earlier in the week. And for a couple of days, you can still listen to the archives on their website, WUSB.FM. I filled in for The Unblinking Ear, and that was Monday, 2:30 to 5 p.m. So you really have about 24 hours to catch that if you want to, because after the Monday, it cycles again and goes to the next. They delete the old show, and unfortunately, it doesn't get archived further. So if you want to hear it, go to the WUSB website, find the program schedule, look for The Unblinking Ear on Mondays at 2:30. If you click there, at about 2:35 p.m., I go on for 2.5 hours talking and playing music. And then on Wednesday, I did a late night shift from 3 a.m. to 6:30 for a show called Upbeats and Beatdowns. Same kind of thing. I just played music and talked and had the time of my life. Again, all you got to do is go to the program sheet with all those clickable links at WUSB.FM to listen in, and you only have a couple of days to listen to that before the archive gets deleted. Okay, JP, we've got really time for about one more song. So it's going to be, what is it going to be? I think from Blue Train? Or not, or something else.
Maybe the Tom Rush.
Okay. Let me just set that up.
Yeah.
What do you want to play by? And who is Tom Rush?
Tom Rush is one of the great folkies, and you should play number 6, On the Road Again.
Is that the On the Road Again we're accustomed to, or?
No, that's Tom's On the Road Again, and I dedicate that to my. My sweet lady, Ms. Julie, who we used to transport cars and trucks around the country, and she's one heck of a driver. And this song is definitely her life.
Wow. On the Road Again, not the Willie Nelson version, because he'd be too stoned at the moment to appreciate it. but if you are listening, Willie, rattle your handcuffs along with Tom Rush. This is from the Take a Little Walk With Me album. Just want to remind or thank everybody again for taking a walk with me on this Sunday night. I will be back in 2 weeks, October 8th, with the 191st episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night. Good music. We're going on the road again. And gone by.
On the road again. Now I locked my doors, the sun went down. Said goodbye to Boston town. Mass Turnpike to Route 15. You take me on down to the New York scene. From another tide, it sure is pretty. Think about the women in New York City. On the road again.